I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. In Thailand, political chaos turned into street violence today. There were clashes between government forces and protesters in Bangkok. Soldiers fired at the demonstrators. They fired blanks, according to the government. The protesters used buses to block streets and set fires. Over the weekend, the protesters forced the cancellation of an Asian summit being held in Thailand. Now the government is vowing to use every means necessary to end the chaos. The BBC's Lucy Williamson is in Bangkok. What's happening tonight, Lucy? What's the latest?
Well, tonight there's something of a stalemate going on. Most of the protesters have actually been pushed back to their base at Government House. In some senses, I think the government will actually be quite pleased with what they've done today. They took a really big gamble by getting the army out on the streets in the way they did. I mean, for the last few years, there have been states of emergency, you know, issued from time to time. But in none of them have we seen the army come out like this with guns, firing at the protesters. It was a huge gamble. But tonight, it seems that the army has managed to push the protesters back to their base and has sealed them in. The really big battle is going to be to try and get them out of Government House, as far as the government's concerned. That hasn't happened yet, but certainly things are a lot more calm tonight than they had been earlier today.
The opposition leader, Thaksin Shinawat, is alleging that the security forces fired into the crowd, killing many people. But Shinawat is in exile. He's not an eyewitness. Is there any evidence to support his claim?
It's a very confused picture at the moment. You're right. There have been a lot of reports saying that people have been killed in this violence. None of them seem to have been independently confirmed as of now. What we can say is that colleagues of mine who were down at the protest just a few hours ago said that the army was firing some blanks, but also some live ammunition. They found live shell cases on the floor and said that, and certainly in some cases, they were firing towards a bus full of protesters, for example.
Break down the two sides in this current crisis for us. There are the red shirts and the yellow shirts. Explain that to us.
This is a battle that's really polarized around the figure of Mr. Thaksin, who's the former prime minister, ousted by the military 3 years ago, ostensibly on corruption allegations. He's now out of the country, but he's become a very divisive figure. The red shirts, who are responsible for these latest protests, are seen to be very much allied with him. The yellow shirts that were seen to be protesting around Thailand just a few months ago before the change in government were anti-Thaksin. These are very, very broad definitions. And one of the interesting things about what's happening in Thailand and the reason that the splits are becoming so deep is because it's gone far beyond the figure of Mr. Thaksin now. This has become about Thailand's democracy. It's become about social justice, sharing the country's resources with the rural poor, for example, something that Mr. Thaksin was seen to really address for the first time. So I think it really goes to the heart of Thai society about how it used to be run, the old power structures, the new democracy, and the changes that that's brought here.
And you said very broad definitions, these red shirts and yellow shirts, but essentially the red shirts are rural and urban poor, and the yellow shirts more kind of allied with the military. Is that generally correct?
Yes, if you want to look at those big divisions that are splitting the country right now, and it is about, you know, access of the rural poor to the country's resources, access to power, if you like. Whenever elections are held here at the moment, it seems to be Mr. Thaksin's allies that actually win the election. That's why the red shirts are out now, because they say the change in government that happened 4 months ago, it was not an election. He was elected by parliament, and that's unconstitutional. They say it needs to be a free election with the whole country participating. If you look at their opponents, the yellow shirts, they, in a sense, represent the old power structure, the elite, the, you know, ties to the army, perhaps. So you do have these two sides, these two different views of Thai politics clashing head on head.
A lot of countries, Lucy, including the United States, are asking their tourists, their citizens, to leave Thailand. That suggests that they think it's going to get worse there. What is your sense there on the ground?
It's very hard to say. As I said, today was really the Prime Minister's response to what happened over the weekend. He was desperately humiliated by what happened. The protesters storming the ASEAN summit, forcing it to close, then smashing up cars as they were coming out of the Interior Ministry. Big embarrassment for him internationally and domestically. His response was to get the army out with the guns, to have a very strong response. Tonight, it feels calmer than it did a few hours ago, but in Bangkok, these things can change very quickly. I think everyone's going to wait and see what happens overnight, what happens tomorrow morning.
The BBC's Lucy Williamson in Bangkok. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.